You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
If you watch the Chappelle Show, it's a celebration. Yes, then you know the rest of that. Drew Brees last night.
That's a gift from the QBs. I have. Are you talking about in the bag, or are you talking about what he's holding? Well, that's a bottle of tequila. So we'll enjoy that when the time comes. No, just I think last time I checked it was 178 text messages, so we'll take this bye week to get through all those.
There you go. Drew Brees after the game, and that is how he wrapped up his post-game media availability. And look, again, a great night. We're talking about in hour number one coming up. Over the next 2 hours, we'll involve a few more people to give us some perspective from that aspect of it. Lines are still open, though. Get in, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Don't forget tonight, Red Sox-Yankees at 6:30 is when that game will be going on. Boston up 2-1 in the best of five. And also don't forget, tomorrow, it's Wednesday. Yes, we know it's hump day, but it's also Prep Weekly. Casey, Just Claire, and Marlon Favorite, 6 to 8 o'clock each and every Wednesday night. They focus on high school football. And then coming up Friday night, it's South Lafourche taking on Morgan City at 7. Nichols will speak with head coach Tim Rebo about Saturday's 2:30 game at Abilene Christian. You can hear it right here on ESPN New Orleans. And Sunday football in the NFL, Saints are off. You get to go and have a good time and watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Atlanta, where you can listen to it right here. We'll have that game at 12 o'clock. Plenty to get into in the game. As well, obviously, Brees taking center stage. We'll go through a handful of bites here before we bring in Coach Tim Rebo. But the running game, if you want to talk about that, Mark Ingram, 16 carries, 53 yards, 2 touchdowns. Alvin Kamara, 6 for 24, no touchdowns. It was funny. I saw some people on social media going, where is he? Use him more. I might have been one of those people that was like, come on, give me some 41. I won 41. I was so good. Also, to me, 2 breakout games, right? Traquan Smith, only 3 targets, only 3. Those 3 receptions, though, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. Incredible. Marcus Davenport, I thought, is just getting better. You're starting to see that, right? 3 tackles, 2 solo, a sack, 2 tackles for loss. I loved how Sean Payton, after the game, you can tell it's just starting to... Look, Coach, you have to understand the question's coming, right? You have to understand that. And it's about Davenport getting better. And in typical Sean fashion, Joey, he answers it this way.
Listen, he's improving each week. So I was pleased with some of the plays he made tonight. There's some things that we'll continue to work on. We don't have a date when we feel like he's going to have it all together. We think that slowly arrives. And each week, hopefully, you're seeing improvement.
All right, so no date for that to happen. But, look, I think it got better. The defense overall, they continue to improve. 3 sacks overall last night. And, again, I thought on Friday and yesterday on the show, John Forkin and I would talk about some of the keys. I said, look, just tackle. This is an offense. It's not going to push it down the field that much. You heard, Witten on ESPN constantly saying, hey, look, somebody's got to step up from the receiver position for Washington. Tackle, it's Captain Dink and Dunk. He's going to throw it short. If you make your tackles, you're going to get off the field. And that's what the defense did. But they've also stopped the running games the last 3 games. Again, that's to me something we'll touch on tomorrow, kind of turning the page into this bye week. What are the things that really stand out to you? Again, today we're sort of celebrating the beating that was a 43-19 win. But the defense has held teams to under 100 yards rushing now for 3 straight weeks. 39 yards yesterday. 39. Now, again, the sacks help kind of negate some of those yards. But for the most part, we're near 100. Giants had 65. The Falcons, 48. Right? You'll take that. He absolutely will take that. Now, of course, we'll get into this here a little bit as well. Michael Thomas, apparently he and the Redskins secondary kind of going back and forth and jawing. He and Josh Norman getting a little Twitter battle last night. Michael Thomas apparently wearing a ski mask during pregame warmups. Head coach Sean Payton, not exactly a fan on that. Rest of the game, sure.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the ski mask, honestly. I am a big fan of Mike, though, and how he plays. He is an emotional player. He's tough, extremely dedicated. He works his tail off, and there isn't a more passionate player, you know, and it's all football 24/7. And it rubs off, you know, you just you can't help but feel the – he's also a, you know, extremely, you know, powerful player relative to getting into the routes, yards after the catch. He made some big plays for us tonight.
So on ESPN, on the article about Michael Thomas calling Josh Norman a goofball con artist and them going back and forth, Josh Norman afterwards in the locker room said talking about him would be a waste of time, but a couple of guys from ESPN back and forth on it.
Says Saints receiver Michael Thomas got away with a lot of petty stuff on the field because it was a historic night for Drew Brees. Does he have a point there?
I think he's reaching. And I mean, look, 9 times out of 10, you hear players or coaches complain about officiating, they are on the losing team. And Washington had a terrible, terrible night Monday. What we know here is Josh Norman as a cornerback is someone who, when he's matched up on the other team's top receiver, has a history of playing in a way that gets under the guy's skin. And it may be that Michael Thomas knew that going in. It may be that the way the game went along, a lot of that back and forth happened, and the game was going New Orleans' way. Maybe he did some taunting in return. But I don't recall. I talked to a lot of players and coaches around the league. I don't recall ever hearing these kinds of complaints about Michael Thomas before. We have heard them about Josh Norman, so I'm inclined to think that I'm inclined to think that maybe Washington might be a little bit sour grapes here. But if it's something that starts to happen with Michael Thomas a lot going forward, then it'll be interesting to watch.
Look, I think all of this is ridiculous, but that last part is the only thing that makes me go, okay, well, let me see. And it's something I'm sure Sean Payton will grab Michael aside and be like, because of this, you can bet at Baltimore the officials are going to keep an eye on it. Now, I don't know if he can throw a penalty for tapping the back of someone's leg, walking back to the huddle, right? Or touching someone's jersey. I mean, if that's bothering you, he's got in your head. Michael Thomas going on a Twitter tirade that would make Brian and Ole East proud. These are some of his tweets last night. 3:32 a.m., by the way, Michael Thomas. Hey, zone corner, play your role. LOL. You don't even have no clout to chase. I didn't have to do anything but punk you all day and watch you bust coverages all game and cost your team. So who's really a clown? Ooh. And I'm going to bully you every time I see you, just so you know. And then he tweeted an emoji of a smiley face, a baby, peace sign, and hashtag sis. Michael Thomas then tweeted, you, my son, go to bed, son. I was punking you all night. Give me a break. At your coach so he can put you, your so-called tough guy self, in timeout again. He was kind of benched in the second half. Then he continued a little bit more. Now 3:58 a.m. And you still crying to the media in your cheap suit. And in my mentions, crying. You're 30 years old, dude. Emoji with the palm of the face to the forehead. Life comes at you fast with the crying emoji. Then at 5:42 a.m., apparently Michael Thomas didn't sleep last night. 5:42 a.m., you're corny for deleting your tweets at J_NO24. We grown man, walk it like you talk it. Goofball con artist, this is my favorite part when we find out you not who you say you are.
I think Michael Thomas had a little bit of Drew Brees tequila.
maybe Michael Thomas was part of the Drew Brees late night party.
The little Fortnite session.
I'm just going to say, when you're tweeting at 5:24, I'll say this. None of that is, you know, it's all readable. There are no curse words in there. There's no, they got a week off. That's true. You didn't have to be anywhere at a facility today. I love it. Look, here's the thing. Again, if Michael Thomas is cheap shotting, you know, backside blocking on a run play, doing stuff like that, I get it. When you hear the Redskins cornerbacks and defensive secondary safety say, well, you know, he's tapping the back of your leg, or, you know, he's poking at your jersey or tapping the back of your helmet when he's walking back at the huddle. That, I mean, one of the safeties is like, where I come from, you know, that, you know, that makes you this and that. I'm like, dude, that, if that's bothering you, aside from the fact that I find it funny that any defensive back would complain that a wide receiver's talking too much or giving you business. Isn't that exactly what defensive backs and secondaries do? West Bank Randy, thanks for giving us a call here. Next segment, head coach Tim Rebo, the Colonels, is going to join us. What you got, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. I'm driving, I'm working out, but I'm listening to this, and I've seen the Michael Thomas thing this morning. Redskins not have 2 full weeks to prepare for the Saints.
They did.
Am I right on that?
Yes, they did.
And did Josh Norman not have 2 full weeks to look at film and prepare for Michael? Josh Norman have 2 full weeks to prepare for Michael Thomas?
They did. As a matter of fact, Sean Payton said he really liked the way his team looked, and then he kind of maybe took a dig at Jay Gruden there, saying we looked like the team coming out of the bye week.
And that number 3 ranked defense in the National Football League that only gave up 44 points through 3 weeks, didn't they have 2 weeks worth of time to look at the Saints offense?
They did. I actually tweeted that out yesterday during the game.
Right.
The most points they've ever. Go ahead.
Right. So what I'm getting at is, did Alex Smith and the offense, did they not have the ball the whole game and put up 13 points when it really mattered?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all this talking back and forth and people saying, you know, because I've heard this multiple times that it was Drew Brees' night and, you know, everything was going to go Drew Brees' way and the Saints' way. But you know what, though? The Redskins did nothing to stop the Saints, and Alex Smith did absolutely nothing to score on a porous defense that they had 2 weeks to prepare for.
Well, I'll say
so
this.
All this crying.
Yeah, no, go ahead, man. Keep going.
All this crying and going back and forth about, you know, Drew Brees' night and, you know, we're just going to bow down to Drew Brees and give him the game. They could have stood up and they could have played like professionals that they are. As soon as they got off the bus, they knew what they were walking into. And you know what? If I'm the Redskins, I say, you know what? We're not going to let Drew get 201 yards. We're going to stop him. We're going to shut him down. And you know what? It was wide open all night. A rookie had 2 touchdowns on that 3rd-ranked defense. Michael Thomas didn't have to do anything because the rookie did it. We did whatever we wanted to that 3rd-ranked defense. And Josh Norman wants to cry and bicker and go back and forth with Michael Thomas because he's so bitter and sad that he lost? That is garbage. Get that out of here. We whipped that, you know what, and sent them back to Washington, and they're just crying about it. That's absolutely 100% what it is. And you know what? That flag that they threw when the NFL, they said they was going to stop the game. How the hell do you throw a flag for something that you set up?
Yeah, it's got to be something else, man. Thank you for the phone call, West Bank Randy. It's got to be. We got a tweet that it was unsportsmanlike conduct, Thomas against Josh Norman. Now, you think it may be a joke about
all
of
this. Yeah, a little
joke,
yeah.
I don't know. Again, I can only go by what Joe Tessitore said. And on the broadcast, he said flat out that it was, you know, excessive celebration. We'll take the quick break. When we come back, we'll speak with head coach Tim Rebo. It's Colonels. They've won 3 in a row. Can they win 4? We'll talk to him about the upcoming game against Abilene Christian, which you can hear right here on ESPN New Orleans at 2:30 on Saturday. Next, we return on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the 50th anniversary of Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal at their summer clearance event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Peter Don's Carts and Accessories, where you get the lowest prices in the area on golf carts and other motorized carts, as well as parts. Peter Don's sells refurbished gas and electric club cars and EZ-Gos, and wait until you see the huge showroom filled with parts and accessories. Now through October 31st, the T105 Trojan 6-volt battery is just $99. Peter Don's gives you more for less and the best selection of motorized vehicles, plus that one-year warranty on all parts. Peter Don's, West Main and Houma.
Napa Know How. Right now, 5-quart jugs of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil are only $18.99. It protects your engine and our troops. Yep, with each purchase of Napa Full Synthetic for $18.99, a portion goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Rogers Parts, nationally known, locally owned. Lockwood, Bucket City, Libertyville, Rose, and Galliano.
Are you suffering with a cartilage defect or knee injury? There have been exciting advances in the area of regenerative medicine, and now there is a simple procedure using a product designed to restore your own knee cartilage. If you'd like to be a part of the cutting-edge technology, call Dr. Derek Jones at the Ochsner Sports Medicine Institute today. Learn about the FDA study of NovaCart 3D, which can repair your knee pain using your own cartilage cells. You'll be compensated for your time and get the latest technology. Call Dr. Jones today at 504-842-0263.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
The Colonels, 28-10 win over Northwestern State. We'll talk a little bit about that with head coach Tim Rebo now. He joins us as he does each and every Tuesday at this time. Coach, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Gus. Thanks for having me, man. But I don't know what's this buzz going on in New Orleans. We won this weekend. What's happening in last? Anything?
You know, just a little something called the new passing record. No, it's incredible. Did you get a chance to? I know you guys work into the night. Did you get a chance to catch any of the game last night?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because I am a huge, huge Saints fan. I'm a homer, you know, uh-huh. So I find myself pulling for them all the time. I'm always trying to watch them, and I guess that's part of my passion. I like to watch football, you know, and I love to watch the Saints. So, yeah, it was special. We had it, and we took a break, and we had some pizza in here, and the coaches was watching a little while. So, man, like, congratulations, hats off, unbelievable. Hey, what a better, probably better person too, huh? Mm-hmm. Drew Brees, you find him like that, man, fantastic.
You know what? I always like to ask you, as a coach, because you guys watch games differently than we do, even in media and probably just different than fans, too. Like, you could see, one of the things I love watching, I don't know if you ever do this during national championship when ESPN has, like, eight stations doing different coverage. I like the station, I don't know if you ever watched it, Coach, where it's just head coaches watching the game.
The coaches, right.
Dude,
right.
I love that because you can hear them call the play before it happens. You're like, oh, that guy's open over there. Watch out for the backside. This is a stunt. Watch this. It's crazy to see that, right? I mean, so when you watch something like that, you watch what Breeze has done, do you see it differently and go, this guy's, there he is? And I guess what I'm getting at is the preparation, how he wins before the snap is what I'm saying long-winded-wise.
Yeah, you can see. I mean, he's constantly, but I don't know if there's any better than him on how he prepares. I mean, he is just incredible. And if, you know, guys can take some lessons from that. But I find myself, like, even before that play, watching the coverages, and I saw the little flare. I thought it was kind of like a little stutter and go or something. But mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you saw that they busted the coverage. And of course, it doesn't take Drew long to find that, you know. So, yeah, we see it a little bit different. It's hard, though, Gus, because, you know, you're so used to watching your game film that has wide shots and tight
right.
shots. It's a little bit different watching it on TV because now I'm saying, hey, pan out. I want to see the secondary, you know, or zoom in. I want to see, you know, in a run game. So it's a little bit different watching it on television.
All right, no doubt. Let's talk about your third win in a row. You got the job done on the ground, Coach. 299 yards. I guess you'll take half a first down per carry.
Yeah, you know, we were banged up front, too. Right before the game, Ryan Hanley, our starting center, and the guy who makes us go, he couldn't go. He came down with an illness, so he did not go. We moved a couple of guys around, and, you know, Chandler Arsenault, our starting tackle, has been banged up. And then we lost our guard during the game, so we were shuffling linemen around. And so to say you rush for, you know, four guys, running backs plus Chase, rushing for our guys like to say over 300 yards, Gus. They're a little bit disappointed because
because he took the knee.
we took the knee the last two snaps and we lost yardage, you know. So, but yeah, it was good, man. We just kept pounding it. It wasn't pretty all game. We just kept with the game plan, and then we popped a couple runs and you know, shoot, threaten, and what happened in that second half too was when you run the football, and you know this. We eaten up that clock and the time of possession, and we kept the ball out their hands.
Speaking with head coach Tim Rebos, we do each and every Tuesday about his Cardinals, now to number 11 in the country. 28-10 was the win over Northwestern State. So last week we talked about Julian Gums, right? Nice performance for the freshman to come in there. We know Kendall Bussey has been a guy that you can depend on in the backfield. Now Dontrell Taylor, his fifth career 100-yard game. He had, 103, right, just over 10 carries, 11 carries. It's nice to have options and weapons, right?
Yes, it is. And, you know, you go into the game and you're not going to say, oh, it's going to be Kendall's game or it's going to be Dontrell's game. You just kind of get in the flow, and we were shuffling the backs in. And I thought in throwing the fourth one in there, Kyron Irvin, who I thought ran the ball really, really hard. We did all week, and we got some tough yards in there. So it's a good problem to have when you have all these backs, but you know they all want the ball in their hands every down.
How does something like that help a guy like Chase Forcade? Obviously, it's, you know, a running game's a quarterback's best friend, but if you guys can continually, you know, week in, week out, get yourself close to, you know, just over 100 yards, just go with that. I mean, that's got to help the passing game, and it really kind of take a lot of the shouldering load from him.
Yeah, he does. And you know, we have some weapons outside, too, in the last couple games we've been finding. You know, last week it was Dontez Costley with a big catch. Young guy Aaron McKinney's been coming along. And, you know, you still got Damien Jean-Pierre, who, you know, seemed like he's setting a new record every week. So that helps Chase when you can run the football and you have those weapons outside. It just gives him so many more options. And we still have yet to get Dejon Dixon, who is, you know, one of our top receivers, to really get him going since the Tulane game. So nice to have some weapons and some choices. And sometimes it's difficult. Chase don't know where to go with the football because we've got so many of them out there.
Coach, the final question on this one, and we'll turn our attention to this weekend. I always find it fun, and, you know, Brian Johnson's gotten up better doing getting Twitter battles like Josh Norman and Michael Thomas, but I love the who's the real NSU stuff. Look, I love in-state rivalries. I always think it's fun, but, man, going up there, you can throw those records out, and you knew it was going to be a tough game, so you have to be happy of going up there and handling that situation and coming away with the win.
Me and my athletic director, Matt Rohn, was just talking, and it's tough to win to begin with, and then to mm-hmm. win on the road, it's really, really difficult. And you're right, old cliche, throw the records out. Brad Laird has got them playing really, really well. And you know, there's just a matter of time for them, you know, to turn it and make it happen. And I'm going to speak the same thing about that this week. So just to go in and handle your business, and we did not play a clean game. I mean, I know that, but to still do that on the road, and come out with a win. And look, it helps out President too. Jay Kuhn was there on the trip, and it gives him some bragging rights about, you know, getting that trophy and keeping it in Thibodaux.
No doubt. All right, so now four wins on the season, 3-1 in conference play. And you talking about going and face Abilene Christian here. They're 2-4, 1-3 in conference play. Am I just stating the obvious here? They're probably looking at it going, hey, this is an opportunity to snap a three-game losing streak here as a team, ranked 11. You know, this is a kind of a can-turn-our-season sort of type game.
I think you hit the nail on the head. And Adam Doro does a fantastic job over there. You know, he took over a program that had been down. They are so close to turning the corner, and he spoke about that after the game. They went into a tough place now last week to play the McNeese Cowboys, and our guys know how tough it is to go over there. And got beat 24-21. And they missed a couple of opportunities, but he feels like that they're so close, they're on the cusp of getting it done. And look, I think we're homecoming for them. coming to their place. You know, they know we're going to have to travel a long way. He would love nothing better than to tell his troops and get them back on the right track this week.
So, Coach, when you look at it from this perspective, obviously you kind of have an idea in your head as to what you what your team's message is sort of be. What are the keys to pulling out the fourth straight win?
Well, I told the team on Sunday after we played, and, you know, you're always trying to, you know, plant things and plant some seeds for them. And it was like, I went back to a couple of weeks ago, and I said, when we were 1-2, you guys remember how that felt. And we had lost 2 in a row, but we still knew we were a good football team and that we had to go out and practice the right way and then perform and get it done. I said, well, we're that same team. You know, we happened to win 3 in a row. We're 4-2 right now. We're still a good football team, but we still got to come to work and got to prepare. And every week in this league is tough. And so, those guys are physical. I think I'm going to have to get that message to our players.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to play a penalty free game, and we're going to have to win the turnover battle to give ourselves a chance to win on the road.
At Nichols FB is the way to follow Nichols on Twitter. And each and every Monday, Rotolo's Pizzeria. You can go check out head coach Tim Rebo and the Tim Rebo Show. You can listen to it here on ESPN New Orleans. And this Saturday at 2:30, you can hear his football team take on Abilene Christian right here with Brian Johnson, the voice of the Cardinals. Tim, always appreciate you joining us on every Tuesday here around 1:15 to talk about your football.
All right, my pleasure. And I know the Saints are off next week, so maybe we can get, you know, there won't be any records broken next week.
No, we'll have some fun for sure. It just gives us time to talk more about the Falcons. They got the Buccaneers. You know, another loss would make me feel even better for them.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
You don't want the Bucs to lose.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care, man. No, you know, it's funny you say that. Thank you, Coach. I don't.
You just want to keep digging the grave.
Okay, well, here's the problem that we have. If the Falcons stink too much, they'll pick high in the draft.
You're right.
See, we kind of need them to be,
but they could
sad
also,
enough to be.
They could blow
10,
it in the draft.
12.
They could blow it in the draft.
They could blow it in a draft. They haven't as of late. They've gotten some pretty good picks, but still, you see what I'm getting. I don't need them getting the number one
pick
overall.
Right.
Look, Deion Jones and a couple of their defensive players they're missing. That's killed them. I mean, their offense can still move the ball up, and their defense can't stop anything. So the last thing I want to see them is not win again, have the first pick overall, and then go get a beast on defense or something. You know what I mean? I don't need anybody chasing Drew.
I want the Falcons to win this week.
I don't need lockdown corners on Michael. You know, you get what I'm getting at?
Right.
Nice, medium. Give me a good 6-win season. You know? Six-win season would be great for me.
Give me the Falcons
Look, Jameis Winston comes back this week, right? He's the starter now. So let's see where Tampa is. The Panthers are really more the team that's starting to concern me.
Well, you know, their field goal kicker doesn't hit a 63-yard
That's why they're concerning me. That's why.
I mean, we could be sitting so high on the NFC South.
Yes, that's why they're concerning me. Well, look, you don't face Carolina until later in the year. Two of your last three games are against the Panther Kitty Cats. So, yeah. At Carolina, December 17th. Then you host Pittsburgh. And then you host Carolina to close things out. Rest of the season coming up. Some pretty interesting games. The next two will be on the road for the Saints. Again, if you were in the Dome last night, the next time you get to the Superdome will be the month of November. November 4th against the Rams.
Birthday month.
3:25 kickoff. That is the game of the day, no doubt, over on Fox. Rams, Saints. That's the next home game. The next two at Baltimore and Minnesota. So you're in the second game of the next quarter of the season. You got the first win. Man, get that Baltimore game. I'd love to get that Minnesota game. If you can go 3-1 again in that quarter, it'd be great. I'm getting greedy. But 4-1 into the bye, I'll be fine. Well, let's see. Let's talk a little bit more about Drew Fletcher-Mackel over from Channel 6. WDSU Sports joins us next to talk a little perspective. He was in the Dome. He tweeted, you know what? Top 3 moment for him. I'll ask him why he thinks that way. When we come back, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Is it time for new carpet? Don't pay retail. New Orleans Flooring has partnered with Dalton Carpet Mill to bring you carpet straight from the source. 30-ounce FHA solution dyed carpet for 79 cents a square foot. 50-ounce first quality solution dyed carpet, only $1.50 per square foot. Keep your rentals in top shape and your home comfortable with better priced carpet from New Orleans Flooring Distributors. For the best priced carpet, call 504-249-6394. That's 504-249-6394. Or visit on LNA Road off Airline in Metairie. Online at NOLAFlooring.com.
Join the winning team with Polar Auto Air in Houma. They service all RVs, mobile homes, including fifth wheel, campers, refrigerators, AC units, leveling systems, accepts all extended warranties and some factory warranties. They do work on AC automobiles, specializes in the repair and services for over 30 years. They specialize as an RVIA certified tech on recreational vehicles. Polar Auto Air, North Hollywood Road in Houma, 985-876-1934.
P-Bob here, and when my AC needs repair, I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and they get the job done right. Couple that with the 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day AC service, critical in this heat, call River City's Total Maintenance at 504-841-3300. That's 841-3300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Rotolo's Pizzeria is the proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Coaches Show. Rotolo's Pizzeria uses only the freshest ingredients to make their pizza, calzones, salads, wings, and more. They make their original dough fresh every day, along with their homemade sauces and fresh veggies. Rotolo's, the home of the $5.99 calzone every Wednesday and happy hour Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6. All of us at Rotolo's want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you at our Houma and Thibodaux locations. Go Colonels!
Talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Quarterback Drew Brees setting that record last night. Tremendous fashion and form. What an atmosphere, really, when you think about it here as well. And, you know, Drew Brees on what the record means to him, and then we'll get to Fletcher.
It's hard for me to reflect too much right now just because my career's not done. There are still goals to be accomplished. There's still challenges to be met. And so, I'm still very focused on that. And yet when something like this happens and I can, you know, there's so many people that are responsible for that can be a part of that. It makes me happy. You know, it makes me proud and it makes me extremely grateful. Extremely grateful for the opportunity to play this game, to have played it as long as I've been able to play it, to have wound up here in New Orleans, which you all know that story. So it's been an unbelievable journey, and I'm just so grateful.
At Fletcher, WDSU is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Fletcher, how are you this afternoon, man?
I'm doing well, Gus. Thanks for having me.
For sure, man. Thanks for your time. I know it was a late night last night for a lot of the folks covering the game, but I saw the tweet, right? So you said it's your 17th season covering, and I'm like, yeah, I'm right there too. And, man, you've had some moments in the dome that have stood out. Akeem drops the ball. I mean, you know, obviously the punt block. It's Hartley kicking the team through to the Super Bowl. It's what you've always dreamed about, the confetti falling, everything, all that. Where would you put last night when he broke that record?
Okay, I started working at WDSU in 2002. I'm like you, I'm a born and raised New Orleanian, so I have a lot of fond memories of the Superdome. You're right, the first playoff win against the Rams was big. Some of the playoff games under Jim Mora were big. And there were some special moments. But I say, in my opinion, the three biggest moments in Superdome history, in my opinion, or at least in Saints Superdome history, were nothing's going to ever surpass the NFC Championship game. The Saints winning at home to go to their first ever Super Bowl. I mean, that was just an emotional experience for so many people. A generation of fans who'd never experienced that. Young fans who were, you know, came to this team after Katrina looking for hope. That was just something special. The second moment was after Katrina, the dome coming, Steve Leeson's blocked punt, just the sense of normalcy that it brought after a year of uncertainty and a really difficult time in our city's history. Mm-hmm. I put this moment third. Last night, it's hard to describe what it meant. The because Drew Brees has been here since Katrina, and he's meant so much to this team and this city that it was a really special moment. And I'm glad I was there to experience it. I'm glad it happened the way it did. I thought the celebration with Brees and his family, you know, I'm here today, and I'll do, you know, obviously later on TV on Channel 6. And I just keep saying this back and forth, is that growing up here, it was always the lovable loser thing. The bags on the head, you know, we're not good enough, our city must be something wrong with it. The trickle-down effect in the psyche, on the psyche of kids and adults, you know, that's just a lot of negativity. Well, an entire generation now gets nothing but positivity from Drew Brees, and I just don't think that can be understated how important that is for everyone in our area to see him do what he did, the fashion he did it in, and even his message to his kids, you know, anything is possible. That's a lot different than my generation that grew up with people saying you suck and wearing bags on their head.
Right. How much is it nuts, too, to then see, obviously, all the coverage after last night and into this morning, and people, because you understand this, right? I mean, right now, as he's getting records, you're hearing first ballot Hall of Famer. But Fletcher, 2009, when he won the Super Bowl, you didn't hear him in the top five ever really mentioned. And, you know, 2011, some of the more statistical type years from that nature. And even this morning, you're hearing Ryan Clark, the guy from the NFL Network last night, saying he's not a top five great quarterback of all time because, quote, he didn't do it flashy enough. The NFL Network crew said he didn't do it outside the pocket enough.
I think it was top 10.
Yeah, top. I mean, it's just, it's nuts, like, to hear, because he's not, he doesn't have the big arm, and he doesn't make these plays like Favre, that he's not great. I'm just, the fact that he makes it look so routine, Fletcher, I think, is part of his greatness.
Yeah, I didn't see that, obviously. I think we've all been pretty busy doing our own work on TV and online and things like that, and on radio for you all. But anybody who says Drew Brees isn't one of the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history is insane. And anybody who thinks he's outside the top 10, you should turn off the TV and say, I'm never watching again. That is the most asinine thing I've ever heard. If somebody thinks that Drew Brees is not a top 10 quarterback in the history of the NFL, they should just, whoever the executive producer is that allowed something to go on, do that for shock value. That is the most absurd thing. You can make the argument that he's maybe the greatest quarterback in NFL history. To me, he's in the top three, and he's nowhere outside of the top five. Anybody who says he's not in the top 10 is just doing it to get a rise in playing into social media and stock factors.
I mean, it's the only thing I can think of. So I'm saying, it's like you're not thinking. I mean, when you make the comment of, well, you don't do it enough outside of the pocket, I'm like, aren't you the same people that then go after guys like Pat Mahomes? Well, that's great, but can he be a pocket passer and all that? Anyway, that's neither here or there. Look, Fletcher, we're all there during training camp. We're there at the practice as we see it, and we always banter right back and forth all amongst ourselves during practice when we're watching special teams drills. What we wanted to see this team, or we thought they needed to be at the bye, and a lot of us said 4-1 was attainable, and you probably want to do that coming through the meat of the schedule. Here they are. So give us your assessment of this team going into the bye.
Yeah, look, I told everybody in every radio show that I've done, even on air at WDSU, I've said, I'll know more about the Saints when they hit the bye. Five games in. I know more about the Saints. The Saints are absolutely positively going to the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. The Saints are a playoff team in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel after the bye. I feel like they turned the corner defensively after the Giants game and after the Redskins game. Offensively, I think they're going to continue to just hum right along with Drew Brees and Mark Ingram. I know Kamara wasn't a big factor last night, but don't worry. Those two will find the synergy they did last year. So the Saints are a playoff team, no doubt about it, absolutely positively. I'm going to go 3 weeks further or a month further from now. The Saints have a bye. Then it's at Baltimore, tough place to play. At Minnesota, really tough place to play. And then the Rams here, undefeated best team in the NFC. If the Saints go 2-1 over their next three, and they're 6-2 at the midway point of the season, the Saints are, or the Rams are going to the Super Bowl. If the Saints are 6-2, it'll be the Saints or the Rams representing the NFC, because those will be the teams that get home field advantage, and the Super Bowl participants in the NFC will be either the LA Rams or the New Orleans Saints, if the Saints go 2-1 over their next three games. But right now, where we stand after five games and at the bye, the Saints are going to the playoffs. Don't get too fussed about that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I definitely think they're a playoff team for sure. Give me one player. We'll give you just two a player on offense and defense, and then we'll wrap up here with Fletcher Mackel at Fletcher WDSU on Twitter. A player on offense that's been a surprise and a player on defense that's been a surprise.
Wow, that's a tough question. A player on offense that's been a surprise. I wouldn't say Tre'Quan Smith until last night, but maybe Tre'Quan Smith, I guess. I don't know if anybody that really surprised me. I apologize, Justin, kind of stumbling and bumbling here. I just don't know if anybody on offense has really surprised me today. That's nobody that's really stepped up in, I mean, the offensive line, we've known what the offensive line was going to do. The wide receiving core, we kind of knew what they were going to be. Tight end, same thing. Running back, same thing. I mean, maybe Zach Line, that we've seen more. He's caught a touchdown. Mm-hmm. He's had a couple of third down runs. Maybe Taysom Hill being utilized.
I was going to say, that would be mine, Fletcher, Taysom, because by the week, you're seeing more and more packages, and it's not gimmicky anymore. I mean, you saw him run for the touchdown yesterday. You saw him throw a pass last week. Legitimately, when he is in, Sean Payton is using him in fields. He is somebody that can help them get a first, a touchdown. The guy's received kicks. He's thrown fake punts. I mean, he's a lead blocker. It's like, that's my surprise that they're doing so much with him, right?
Yeah, look, I agree with you. That would probably be the surprise on offense, that he's being utilized in such a big way, and the capacity of what he does has expanded so much. And then on defense, I would say a surprise for the wrong reasons. I thought Kurt Coleman was going to be a much better fit and a much better player here. I'm surprised that he has been so bad since he got here and has just been a guy who's either been, you don't even pay attention to him on the field, or it seems like he's in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
Dude, I agree with you on that. Let me quickly ask you this, because I did say just two, but we'll wrap up with this. Marcus Williams, good first five games, or you think we'll see better? I'm kind of leaning to better.
Yeah, I hope we see better. I mean, I don't think he's been bad, obviously, the last two games. You know, he had the big interception against Cleveland. But, considering how good he looked in training camp, you were there, we were all there.
Right.
The star of training camp. He was phenomenal. I think we expected more. So let's hope as the year goes on, picks up a little bit. But surprised in the fact that he was so good at training camp, and he's just been pedestrian so far.
Yeah, that's about right. At Fletcher WDSU is the way to follow over on Twitter. Looking forward to the stuff you got coming up tonight on Channel 6. If you got any time, you got a lot of hurricane coverage to come into. At least it's not coming this way. That's crazy. It'll be a Cat 3, man, heading over there to the Florida Gulf Coast. So, thanks, Fletcher. Appreciate it, bud.
All right. Thank you, Gus.
Yeah, for sure. It is. It's nuts, though, when you think about it. Joey, I know you've been saying we'll be getting squalls throughout the next couple,
My house looks like Gilligan's Island right now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because it is. It's a squall. And last night, Halloween is full effect. The kids watching it, taking a walk, looking around, and all of a sudden, sprinkle, sprinkle, and sideways rain. So now we're drenched by the time we get back to the house.
Then the
light
of the
short
island.
Out. Yeah, I know. What give us that report, Joey, as we go to break.
Summit Valley 1 south of Port Fouchon, to our listeners that are out there. And we got a lot of listeners at Fouchon with the Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the roads, the water's starting to come over, and this thing's still far away.
Wow.
And we got that east wind blowing hard, and every once in a while we get a nice little squall. But just everybody, including all of southeast Louisiana, just, be safe on that road, because it pops up out of nowhere and gone just as quick.
Yeah, that's for sure. Something that you got to keep an eye on for sure. But it stinks. I mean, because it really just popped up quickly.
Yeah, I went away to go to the Saints game, and my street's clear, no water, and then get back and
I did that on purpose.
Of water.
I did that on purpose with the New Orleans Water and Sewage Board.
Is that what you did?
On purpose. I gave Jordan's address.
Coming up next hour, thanks to Tim Rebo and Fletcher Mackel. This hour, next hour, Glenn Gilbo, top of next hour. We'll talk. He was there, so we'll talk a little bit about the Saints from his perspective as well. And also LSU, it's a huge week. We'll turn that page and get into the Tigers coming up. A chance for four wins for the Colonels. Of course, Tulane is off this week. So really LSU with Georgia takes center stage, especially the Saints are off. We'll have a lot of fun coming up the rest of this week. Don't forget tonight, Red Sox and Yankees, 6:30 is the game. We'll have coverage right after. Matt Moscone after further review wrap up. And don't forget, tomorrow is Wednesday, hump day. Prep Weekly with Casey Just Claire, Marlon Favorite. They'll wrap up last week in prep football and get you ready for this week in prep football. Plus, of course, this Friday, where you're home for South Lafourche football, 7 p.m. They'll take on Morgan City. And on Sunday, you can hear Tampa take on Atlanta up there in the ATL. So you want the Falcons to win. I just can't even say that. I know what you're saying.
Let's get the Falcons a win.
Tampa has more wins. I get it. I do. I just, man, I would feel dirty. That's almost one of those I can't even watch, Dan. I want Tampa to lose, but I couldn't sit there and go, yes, when Matt Ryan completes a pass. You know what I mean?
Well, I just don't want them to pull off an upset like later in the season to where like they beat these or these they lose to these easier teams and then, oh, they just come out with the firepower to beat
them.
Throw
it out there. You know, you put a conundrum. Are we rooting for Atlanta this Sunday?
I'm rooting for Atlanta this Sunday. But that's the only week I'm rooting for Atlanta.
I can't even say it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix. Power over pests.
Thinking about new floors? Don't pay retail. Shop where the dealers buy at New Orleans Flooring Distributors, where the products are direct from the manufacturer and now open to the public, offering South Louisiana high-quality flooring products at prices that cannot be beat, from hardwood to vinyl to carpet. So whether you're building your dream home or just fixing up, call New Orleans Flooring Distributors today, 504-249-6394, 504-249-6394, or visit them on LNA Road, off Airline and Metairie, and online at nolaflooring.com.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Join us for varsity football coverage, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday, October 12th, St. Lafourche vs. Morgan City. Our broadcast is sponsored by Jimmy T. Jim LaFont, candidate for Greater Lafourche Port Commission Seat C, Joe Septic Contractors, Advanced Eye Institute, Pipeline Construction and Maintenance, Vision Communications, and Francis Bruce, candidate for Greater Lafourche Port Commission Seat H. Friday night football on 100.3 FM and 1600 AM KLEB.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Jordan, the intern, what have you found?
Well, it looks like Pro Football Hall of Fame tweeted out, former New Orleans to Canton in less than 24 hours. Drew Brees' uniform from when he broke the NFL career record for most passing yards is now on display, and it's a picture of...
Wow, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There it is.
Wow, I can't even get overnight delivery.
Stop it. Did you not see the president? He was there. There was no overnight. There was no package service.
Doesn't matter.
It's called straight to the airport on a private jet. Probably the Saints' private jet. I'm sure Gale's like, go ahead. You're good. It is, after all, called Tom Benson Field at the Pro Football Hall of Fame that they play the game on.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous that I can't get a package. And
once again,
less than,
before I play.
Less than 12 hours, basically. It's already out on display.
Can I just have 20 seconds before we play some other idiotic comments? But Drew Brees, right?
Right.
See my hand?
Right, right.
It's really high.
That's Drew?
Yeah. It's as far as this 5'7" wingspan can It's really up there.
You're only giving them that?
It's as far as it can stretch. Okay? Right up here?
Like that much,
right? Okay, fine. Okay. I'll point up.
Okay.
There we go.
There you go.
You.
I didn't have to see it.
It's not that far apart.
No, it's pretty far apart. No, like okay, Drew.
Right.
See, way up there.
I see your
I'm
hand.
Like basically trying to touch the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you're under
That's
my
only like 4 feet.
You're under my shoe.
That's only like 4 feet of
No, you're
distance.
Under my shoe. Again, and it's not I'm not offending you, it's just Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
Jordan.
But I have Amazon Prime.
Ooh.
Well, then you'd get it in a couple of days. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's fine. Now, look, yeah, that's still special. That's still special. There's nothing wrong with that.
I guess.
I mean, I like to think I got you a little something. I mean, you were at the game yesterday. You credentialed under us. I mean, you know, like, we took care of you.
Yeah.
How many people would have liked to have gone there for free?
Right.
You went there for free.
I also got a hot dog for free.
You got a hot dog.
Food for free.
Look at that. A hot dog. And you got to see a record-breaking performance. See?
Didn't get the cheer, though.
Guess what? We probably could get you in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Really?
To go see the display for free. See?
Well, isn't that special?
Exactly. It's not bad. It's the little things we do for you, Jordan.
Oh.
I stress little things, by the way.
Little.
Yes. But, no, that's really cool. So, there you go. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's out there. Boom. Go check it out. It's at ProFootballHOF on Twitter, at ProFootballHOF at Twitter. And I'm sure Jordan is hitting the retweet right now and doing that. So you see the footballs there. and there's the jersey. That's cool.
The cleats.
By the way that they were talking about it, they were talking about it on the air yesterday. They, the ball's going to stay there.
Forever.
And I think the jersey's 2 years, and then they can take it back. Because I something's got to go in the Saints Hall of Fame in the dome. I mean, they got the cleats.
Well, they have two bowls.
They got the pants.
Uh-oh, which one's the real one? Uh-oh. Hope they didn't get them switched up during delivery.
It's the two touchdowns right there.
Okay.
There we go.
But why wouldn't you just use the ball?
Give it a second.
But why wouldn't you just use the ball that
Give it a second. There you go. You'll understand what there are.
Okay, but why would you use two if there was only one football during the play?
It's the overall night. The overall night.
Give me a break.
Give you a break.
Drew Brees should have taken one of those footballs home. Or that one should have been in the Saints Hall of Fame. The one where he broke the passing yards.
Tell you what, why don't you tweet at the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
I might just have to.
Why is there two footballs there? What's the purpose of it? Go ahead.
I don't feel like it.
Oh, my God. Anyway, to the phone lines we go, 800-998-1003. What you got for us, man? What's your name?
Hey, it's me. Is it me?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's happening? I just wanted to talk to you. I haven't talked to y'all since after the Cleveland game, and everyone was still on edge and nerves are bad. So how do we feel now, 3 weeks later? Are we feeling a little bit better about our team?
That's a very good way. So how do you feel?
I feel good. Like I told y'all after week one and two, I said, do not panic. This is what we went through last year. Of course, I was one score off of my two-score beaten Atlanta prediction. But ever since then, we've beaten teams by two scores or better.
And it is. By the way, just let me say this real quick. You got about 30 seconds when we come back. The two footballs, Jordan, if you actually use the amazing thing called Zoom on your phone.
I don't have it on this computer.
Drew Brees sets completion career mark. Drew Brees, the yardage mark. So one's the Falcon game. The other one was last night. There you go. The one that passed Brett Favre. And now that one's the one.
Hall of Fame, Drew. Y'all take it easy.
All right, man. Thank you so much, bud. Appreciate it. Now you got it?
Yeah, I guess.
You know you could do that just
by zooming
in. Guess
we could award a second place passing, but, you know.
I'm trying all conspiracy theory and stuff. Why do I have two balls? Which one's the real one? I don't know. Zoom in and read the description under each ball.
I think I could use, like, the shift and F1 key, but.
What?
Exactly. They don't have shift. I don't have zoom in.
What's that iPhone you have in front of you?
I don't want to look at it on my iPhone.
It's a brand spanking new iPhone 10.
X-Mass. Max.
Oh, my. Hour 3 next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's football season, and Pride Financial wants to help you score big. Everyone can use a little extra cash to get supplies, sport uniforms, even a flat-screen TV to watch the games. Pride Financial, located on Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Homan, Pelche Park in Thibodeau, where you can get loans of $300 and up. Need cash today? Forget the high fees of payday loans. Stop by...